Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, I was there in Newport News at the airport, the Williamsburg-Newport News Airport. And I guess I got there about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right about the time the Jeff Show was coming on the air. And, boy, the line was already almost out of the parking lot. Headed towards the exit of the airport. I mean, huge numbers of people, and they just kept on coming. And then by the time the president actually took the stage, like clockwork, I'll give him credit, at 9 o'clock at night, I think that they're going to acknowledge that they had close to 5,000 people through security in that venue. Now, I must admit, I looked around and thought, all right, here we go. Has there been an event in Virginia in 6 months with 5,000 people present? I don't think so. You know, I had my mask on for some of it I didn't. I mean, what are you going to do? Walk around, you know, like Darth Vader the entire time that you're there? I just chose not to do that. But it was a real mix of people, and I thought it was pretty exciting. I mean, I said earlier, When we first went on the air, to me it was very refreshing to be around people who were overtly patriotic, love the country, will tell you to their face that they love the country, cheering on the police wherever they saw a police officer, giving them the thumbs up, instead of being around people who were really down on America and throwing balloons with urine at the police. I appreciated my crowd even more than I normally do at the event on Friday night. Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post. Have you seen a number, Norman, of how many people they officially said came on Friday? Am I right that it's close to 5,000?
What I saw was about 3,000. So, you know,
really?
The attendance is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
And the only ones who know are the ones who actually, like you said, screen them through security. So, you know, either way you look at it, a large event, larger than the limits that the state places on such events. So,
you're right.
But, you know, it is what it is. And the president held his event, which was rather surprising considering what I think you said Tim Murtaugh is going to be on, that he had said earlier in the month that the president really wasn't and the campaign wasn't really going to play in Virginia, that it was going to really make a play for other states where it thought it had a better chance, North Carolina being one of them. And, of course, the idea that Newport News feeds into the northeast North Carolina media market. So, sure, he gets two birds with one stone there. And certainly it helped somebody like, you know, Nick Freitas, who got to speak at the event, so although it's in the wrong district. So it served multiple purposes. And like you said, it brought out the crowds, energized the crowds. And, you know, such a news flow over the weekend. Who could have imagined that?
A lot of stuff to talk about. But you're right. Nick Freitas got to speak. Leon Benjamin gave the prayer. And he's running against Don McEachin. Daniel Gade the president called out Daniel Gade by name while he was there. Rob Whitman got, it was good for those candidates to get some screen time with the president, or at least be acknowledged with the president. It was weird because you're right, Norman. Tim did overtly tell us a couple of weeks ago when I said, is the president coming to Virginia? It sounded like, no, I'll be honest with you, Johnny's not coming. And then Trump himself, I don't know whether this was scripted or not. It's hard to tell with him. He said, they were telling me don't worry about Virginia, but I thought, what the hell? Let's see if we can win Virginia, too. And I thought, okay, I don't think that's on the prompter. It sounds like he's just, you know, maybe he sat down and said, why aren't we going to Virginia, and decided to come up with that as an option.
Well, yeah. And it makes, I guess it makes some sense, especially if he can tie it, make a low-cost effort to get into the North Carolina market, too, which is far more competitive, according to the polls, than Virginia is. I think, depending on which polls you look at, North Carolina is 1 or 2 points either way. So that's a real battleground state. We're not so much anymore.
The Amy Coney Barrett nomination came through from the White House on Saturday afternoon. Did you watch the event? What'd you think?
Very interesting to see that. Of course, everybody immediately retreats to their foxholes. This is the end of the Republic as we know it, or it's the best thing to happen to us since the founding. We'll see. But I don't have patience for either sides of that. But I think she's an interesting jurist. I thought she said that she's you know, would approach this with humility and respect for and acknowledging Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, mindful of the person who came before her, and making a distinct call out to Antonin Scalia, for whom she had been a clerk, and saying how much he had influenced her legal views. Very interesting, and I think that calms a lot of conservatives who may have favored other judges for the post, in that, gosh, perhaps we could get another Scalia-type person here. But it's definitely going to be a big battle within the Beltway. Does it make a difference out in the countryside? I'm not 100% sure about that.
It makes a difference if he puts somebody up who's unappealing or comes across in the 30 seconds that most people pay attention to it, right? If they come across as somebody who's a jerk. I mean, I'd never met her. I've never seen her speak. I know very little about her other than what I've been fed. And I will say, I thought she came across like somebody you might want to work with in an office.
That's the thing. She's accomplished. She knows what she's talking about. I think she will actually be surprising to some folks on Fourth Amendment issues. She seems to be not necessarily reflexively deferential to law enforcement or government on certain things. I think that's refreshing. She's not keen on qualified immunity. I think that's interesting. She's actually, if you can judge by her opponents, the Bloomberg bag group Every Time for Gun Safety called her a gun rights extremist, which was a new one for me. So, you know, that's interesting, too. We will hopefully learn more about her in the probably abbreviated hearings to come. But the question, of course, is will she be confirmed before the election, or will it happen in the lame duck session? The Democrats just don't have the votes to stop it, period.
Yeah, Republicans should push it through, I think, and then just let the chips fall where they may. But
there are a number of dilatory tactics, delaying tactics, frustration things Democrats can do to slow it down. I don't think they can stop it.
So,
I think she's destined to become the next justice.
Hey, bringing it back to Richmond and the special session of our General Assembly, run by Democrats, lock, stock, and barrel, is there an end date for this session? Or is this thing just run on until somebody finally calls the question and pulls the plug on it?
You know, I was actually thinking about this morning. It's been going on now. It's rivaling the length of the regular session.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, and you know, these folks, they get a per diem, even if they are doing it remotely. And so it struck me, and I'm sorry if I sound cynical, John, and Lord knows I've been accused of it. Is this just a sort of a relief program for some members of the General Assembly? They get a per diem. You don't have to do any heavy lifting, but there you go. You get a little nice check from the state. That's deeply cynical.
I mean, some of these delegates have been so stupid, some in Henrico in particular, posting pictures of themselves in their pajamas, casting votes in pajamas. Now, I mean, you are a total fool if you are that dumb and you think that the voters think that's cute while you collect money off the taxpayer dole for sitting at home.
It's not a good look. We do expect a modicum of professionalism, even if you are working remotely. Even if you're on Zoom, please wear a tie. As long as we can see from the neck up, look like you're on the work on the job. But it's the same thing too. They as an end date, who knows? But they're finally getting around to trying to address the budget that they were supposed to. The whole reason for the special session in the first place. And these are just broad outlines. They want to bring back the find a way to bring back the spending they had to suspend when the economy went sideways, when the lockdowns and the pandemic spread. So we're at the beginning of the beginning of addressing the budget, and there's still a long way to go. I have a bad feeling this bleeds into the Christmas season.
Yeah, that is the rate they're going. If they allow that to continue. And I think, honestly, Republicans who I believe rank and file said they wouldn't take the per diem if they were working from home. I applaud them for being smart enough, fiscally responsible enough, and public relations wise smart enough to turn down that pay. They need to make a point of saying, how much money is this costing us to have the General Assembly come back in session? This is one of the great things about Virginia. We don't have a full-time legislature, and as somebody who's been around that my whole life, I don't want a full-time legislature. So don't think you're going to get don't get used to this, guys.
We definitely do not want a full-time legislature. That only invites more problems than we can possibly imagine. But I hope they accelerate the pace. I trust that they will, because it's in their interest to end this as soon as possible.
Surely some of them have careers, right? Where they're losing money for being distracted, I would think.
But, exactly. They've got lives to lead, too. So let's hope they get back to them as soon as possible.
Yeah. Hey, when we talk again, Norman, I'd like to chat about the absentee ballots and the submission rate and whether we're, outpacing anything we've ever seen. I'm hearing that that's the case, but we'll have to pick it up next time we chat. Is that all right?
That's perfectly fine. Look at those charts I sent you, John.
Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. Thank you very much.
Take care, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.